Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is Peter Jennings. I am the marketing executive here at Sintance. Today I'm joined by my colleague Alison Thompson, who is the head of the debt recovery team here at Sintance. Today Alison is doing episode 9 of our Understand Debt Recovery series. Can't believe it's episode 9. And today Alison will be discussing enforcement of a judgment. So without any further ado, over to you, Alison.
Thanks, Peter, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening so far, and I do hope that you enjoy listening to our podcasts. In previous podcasts, we have looked at the various aspects to debt recovery, including the protocols we need to adhere to if we want to have our debt claim issued in the county court. We also looked at entering judgment, and in our last episode, we looked at enforcement, focusing specifically on High Court enforcement. Today, we're going to continue to talk about some of the other steps that we can take to enforce our judgment. There are a number of other options open to you, including an attachment of earnings, a third-party debt order, and a charging order. Firstly, looking at the attachment of earnings order, in essence, an application for this type of order allows for deductions to be made from the judgment debtor's earnings on a regular basis until such time as the judgment debt is settled. Once an order is made, this tells the judgment debtor's employer how much to deduct from their earnings on a weekly or monthly basis each payday. The employer will send the deducted monies on a regular basis to a centralised court office, who will then in turn pay the monies over to you. There are a number of points to be aware of with this type of application. When calculating the amount that the judgment debtor is required to pay, the court considers two rates which are fixed in legislation. The normal rate is the rate at which the court thinks it is reasonable for the judgment debtor's earnings to be applied in meeting the liability under the order. And the protected earnings is a rate below which, having regard to the judgment debtor's resources and needs or income and expenditure, the court thinks it is reasonable that the earnings actually paid must not be reduced by. In fixing the protected earnings rate, the court considers the amount the judgment debtor would require to support themselves and their family. If the judgment debtor has a large family and low earnings, then the deduction rate is likely to be fairly modest. Therefore, if the attachable earnings are more than the protected earnings, then the employer must make that deduction. But if they are equal or less than the protected earnings, then the employer cannot make the deduction. And note that not all earnings or income is capable of being attached. For instance, PAYE income, including overtime bonuses or commission, is attachable. However, state pensions, self-employed earnings, benefit payments, and tax credits are not attachable. Taking a little look at the third-party debt orders, these can be a very useful enforcement tactic. One of the most common forms of a third-party debt order is against banks or building society accounts. If you have details of a debtor's bank or building society account, then you can seek a third-party debt order against their account. Once you have made an application and the court is minded to grant that, an interim order will be made. A court hearing date will be fixed where the court will consider whether to make the order final. Your judgment debtor or the third party can object to the third party debt order application, and the court will consider any objections before determining whether to grant the final order. If you are granted the final third party debt order, then this instructs the third party to pay the monies which are subject to that order over to you. Although, as I have said, the most common third party debt orders are over bank and building society accounts, an order is obtainable against any third party. For example, this means that if you have a judgment against a business and you have details of their customers and know that they are due to be paid for some work, then you can apply for a third-party debt order against the customer who owes the money, effectively forcing their customer to pay the monies to you rather than to your debtor. Another form of enforcement is a charging order. The most common of these applications is used where the judgment debtor is the owner of property, either solely or jointly, and you can apply to obtain a charging order against their beneficial interest in that property. The best way to describe the effect of a charging order in this instance is to use a mortgage analogy. When you purchase your property using a mortgage, the mortgage lender will secure their interest in the loan by registering a charge against the property with the land registry. The effect of this is that in the event that the property is sold, the charge will be paid before you receive any proceeds of the sale. So in a similar way to a mortgage, a charging order registers your debt against the debtor's beneficial interest in the property. Your charge will take a place in a queue behind any other charges which may be registered against the property. In the event that your judgment debtor then seeks to sell the property or refinance their mortgage, your charge will be settled after any preceding charges on the register. It is important to note that a charging order is what we know as an indirect form of enforcement. That means that it provides security for the judgment debt, but will not result in a payment unless further action is taken, and it does not in itself force your judgment debtor to pay the debt, sell or refinance their property. If you want to enforce the charging order and get what is owed to you, then you must consider an application to the court for an order for sale. In previous podcasts, I have touched on how important it is to learn as much as you can about your debtor's ability to pay and where they may have assets. This will help you understand the right enforcement tactic to use. However, it may also be that you are unsure of your debtor's assets, or you may believe that their circumstances have changed since the start of proceedings. If that is the case, then you may want to consider making an application to the court ordering your judgment debtor to attend for questioning. This is known as an order to obtain information, or more commonly referred to as an oral examination. You can make an application against an individual, or in the case of a company, request an officer of the company attends court and answers questions relating to the debtor's finances. Before we end this podcast, I wanted to also briefly mention insolvency. The option to take insolvency action exists if the debtor is a company, individual, or a partnership. However, neither individual or corporate insolvency is intended to be taken merely as a method of debt collection. There are specific aspects to think about before considering insolvency action. For example, in the case of a company, it would be necessary to prove that they are insolvent within the terms of the insolvency legislation. And if your company debtor disputes the debt and has substantial grounds to do so, then it would be unlikely a court would grant a winding up order. And in the case of an individual bankruptcy, there are certain conditions set out in the Insolvency Act which must be satisfied before a bankruptcy petition can be presented to the court. So that's a little look at some of the various enforcement options available to you. This is the last in our Understanding Debt podcast series. I do hope that you have found what we have discussed in these podcasts useful. And of course, if you have any queries, please do not hesitate to contact myself or any member of the debt team. So once again, many thanks for listening, and back over to you, Peter.
Thanks, Alison. Just quickly from me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on the website www.sintons.co.uk. You can also follow the debt team on Twitter at Sintons Debt. If you have any questions, you can contact her on 0191 226 7878 or alison.thompson@sintons.co.uk.